You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Desert Island Dishes with me, Margie. Today's castaway is the internet sensation, the woman behind the genius Instagram account, Deliciously Stella, Bella Younger. Deliciously Stella is a parody of those clean eating and wellness Instagram accounts. It's become such a big thing, she even got a book deal out of it. The book's hilarious. Davina McCall was one of her earliest fans, which is not too shabby. And she's gone on to have a podcast, an Edinburgh Fringe show, and she has a BBC Three series. I was so happy when she agreed to come on Desert Island Dishes. So without further ado, I give you the delicious Bella Younger, aka Deliciously Stella. Welcome to Desert Island Dishes.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
So I wonder, Bella, first of all, how do you think you'd get on a desert island?
I always think that when people describe me, no one ever says, Bella Younger, she's a trooper. they just don't.
Wouldn't be your end.
No, I'd be the first person on the island to sort of just like dig a hole and wait to die. I'd be absolutely useless.
Are you good in your own company?
No, terrible, terrible. I hate to be alone.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so we're off to a good start. So you are a comedian.
Yes.
Comedian.
Yes.
First and foremost. And I read that you booked your first Edinburgh stand-up gig when you were still working in TV. Mm. Tell me about that. What made you want to do stand-up?
So I've done stand-up about 3 times in my whole life for about 5 minutes. And I was like, I do think I'm quite funny. I'll give it a go. I booked myself because I'm very good at pitching because of the TV thing.
Okay, yeah.
I basically pitched this idea to the Free Fringe in Edinburgh and I said, throw me a bone, let me do it. Thinking they'd go, absolutely not, you've never done any stand-up. And lo and behold, they went 7 p.m. every night
of August. And it wasn't just one show.
No. Or every night for the whole of August. And I freaked. So I didn't go out for a whole 4 months.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot imagine anything scarier. Because presumably there's quite a big difference between being funny and then making the jump to do stand-up.
Yeah, so it's really long. Like, it's an hour and you have to learn it off by heart. It was really scary and I didn't know if anyone was going to come. And
oh, my God. Did anyone come?
People came.
Yeah, good.
It was such a stab in the dark. I was like, this could be the worst thing that's ever happened. And everyone was like, get ready to have crowds of 2 or 3.
But that would still be quite scary.
Yeah.
One or two.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any experiences where people just didn't laugh, or has it been quite smooth sailing?
I have genuinely had people walk up and leave, leave the show, or people just order food at the show.
Oh no!
And you know, and they're just sat there waiting for their delivery, and you're like, I'm actually on stage performing a show today.
But you just can't take it personally because that must be a really common thing.
Exactly, like must happen to loads of people.
But the upside is, you must, when it goes well, you must come off the stage feeling.
When it goes well, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Last year, it broke my spirit. Last year, I just didn't want to go on ever. Oh, and it was really horrid. And I'd come off at the end, not feeling sort of like overjoyed, just the sheer relief of not being on the stage anymore.
That's also quite a good feeling.
Yeah, I was just like...
So, Bella, let's talk about your first dish of the day.
Yes.
What's the dish that most reminds you of your childhood?
So, I think it is turkey dinosaurs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And spaghetti hoops.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So, my mum... And my dad had me when they were really young. They were about 24. And then they had my brother and sister when they were sort of in their 30s and doing quite a lot better. And so my brother's favourite meal is Chateaubriand. And mine is genuinely like turkey dinosaurs.
That's amazing.
And spaghetti hoops.
And do you ever go down memory lane and have them now?
They are great. My friend Laura and I have this thing where sometimes I'll just go around her house and we will have fish fingers and beans and it will be glorious.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong with that.
No.
Do you put them in a sandwich or?
No, just like classic.
As it is.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It is great.
So on to the woman herself, Deliciously Stella.
Yes.
I read that you came up with the idea just one weekend, you created the account and just went for it. Mm. Is that genuinely how it happened?
Yeah, so I was working in food TV, so I was sort of researching all these girls and I was like, why are they on the beach? Why is no one at work? Like, what's going on? Why are there so many avocados? I was so intrigued by what was going on. Then I found Ella and I was like, wow. And my friend said, you're the most revolting person I've ever met. Why don't you just start one where you just are your disgusting self? And I was like, yes, I will.
Great friend. Great advice.
So I did. So I started sort of taking pictures of myself being really revolting. And then it just blew up into Deliciously Stella and it was crazy.
It's amazing. It seems like from the outside, Insta fame seemed to come quite quickly. Mm. But I don't know, maybe it just seemed like that from the outside. But how did you go about spreading the word? Because I heard an interview where you said that a BuzzFeed article kind of changed things overnight, and then you had a tweet from Davina McCall.
Yeah, so Davina McCall found it quite early on and she tweeted about it, and I was on a film shoot on the day and my boss said, turn off your phone, this isn't happening. So I muted it and I was in this shoot with these kids and I could feel my back pocket going and I was like, oh God, something has happened. Obviously everyone knew. I was like, this is so exciting. Got my phone out, had a million tweets from Davina McCall. I couldn't believe it.
Oh my goodness.
I got 5,000 followers overnight, turned off all my notifications. I was so, so excited. And then BuzzFeed got hold of it and I got 70,000 followers overnight.
I'm sorry, 70,000. That's incredible.
It was crazy. I was just at the table with my brother, just refreshing, going, oh my God.
Oh my goodness. God. That's amazing. So you know how they always say that behind every overnight success, there's 10 years of hard work. Mm. It seems like you might be a genuine case.
No, genuinely.
It literally just happening overnight.
It happened overnight. And it's not normal.
It's amazing. It's almost like the kind of thing that you couldn't plan for. Like it just happens or it doesn't.
I've never been so confused. Yeah. it was too...
Like all the mottos about life, about like, you know, plan and maybe those aren't true.
I know, but then there's all these other mottos, which are like, you've only got one chance. You know, this isn't going to happen again. And I'm like, it might.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we can't all be riding on my Instagram account.
So I know that contrary to what Deliciously Stella portrays, you are actually a cordon bleu trained chef.
Yeah.
So asking you about your second desert island dish of the day, what's the first dish that you learned to cook?
So actually, because I did Leith's actually, and they make you make the weirdest things, like things you never would ever have to make in real life. And I remember very clearly a day when we made Eccles cakes.
Okay, yeah.
Which are A, disgusting, and B, completely useless.
But like, isn't it like a very fruity
like a raisin, a weird raisiny scone?
Yeah.
A weird raisiny pastry. So that I know how to make a raisiny pastry. I will never make one in my life because they're gross.
Yeah, that's true. You do learn a lot of random things. Anything else that you've learned there?
Oh, everything that we made was completely bizarre. The pastry ones. I've never made pastry.
Yeah.
I'm not into it. I'm not going
to
do it.
I think it's when they make you learn how to make phyllo pastry.
Yeah,
it's like phyllo.
Such a nightmare.
Yeah, even as a chef,
yeah.
I'm going to buy that.
Yeah. Shoe pastry. When am I going to make profiteroles?
Well, more likely to make profiteroles than your own puff.
Yeah,
that's pastry. Like watching them make it on Bake Off.
Yeah. No, it's a disaster.
So did you ever plan on doing anything with your chef training?
Well, actually, I'm starting a supper club.
Oh, great.
Yeah, the Delicious Seller Supper Club. I won't just serve sweets. Okay. I will serve actual food. Yeah, I know. I'm doing it with a girl called Martha, who actually does her own supper club anyway.
Amazing.
So she's much more sort of well-learned than I am.
That's so cool. So you are still quite a keen cook.
Yeah, really keen. And we're trying to find sort of like funny ways to make things look like strawberry noses, but actually be delicious.
Oh my goodness, so you're being like a new twist on the Heston.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what we're trying to do.
Setting the bar. So we know the kinds of things that would be in Deliciously Stella's trolley. And she'd probably have Haribo and Hula Hoops and WKD. I wondered, bit of a random question, but are there the five kitchen staples that you couldn't be without?
Well, you've got to have Malibu coconut rum.
Obviously. Is this as Bella or...
As Stella, she would always have Malibu coconut water. She would always have Gordon's green juice.
Yeah, obviously.
And obviously, she loves pasta alternatives. So all the pasta alternatives... Strawberry laces are great. You know, you can...
Yeah, like a strawberry courgette.
Yeah, you can spiralise chocolate bars. Well, I've tried.
Have you actually tried?
I tried on stage last year at my Edinburgh show. It doesn't really work.
It's kind of grapes.
What else? Anything colourful. You know, a colourful diet's a healthy diet.
That is true. Eat the rainbow.
Yeah, exactly. Eat the rainbow.
Well-known Skittles.
Yeah. So Stella really does love to eat the rainbow.
Amazing. Obviously, it's all in the name of comedy and it's really obvious that it's all really good natured. But has anyone been offended?
Everyone's been really lovely, actually. Everyone's been really chill because it's so silly.
Yeah.
It's like me standing with a pile of Pillsbury dough on my tummy isn't really going to offend anyone, hopefully.
Well, hopefully, but you just never know nowadays.
I know. I did worry at first. I was like, oh, I hope no one thinks I'm being mean.
Yeah.
But they've all been so lovely.
Yeah. And it definitely doesn't feel like it's aimed at a particular person. It's just the whole movement, like a tongue-in-cheek reaction to that. Oh, well, that's good. No one's been offended.
Yeah, exactly.
So your feed is obviously hilarious, but it also looks like it's a lot of fun to do. Who takes your pictures and is it always really funny behind the scenes?
Well, I don't have a boyfriend of Instagram, so I find myself like scrambling to find people. Sometimes I'll be in KFC and I'm like, excuse me, do you mind? And they're like, what?
Just wait here while I pose with all of these.
So bad. I have an aunt who lives down the road and sometimes I'll be like, okay, can I come round to your house? Will you take a picture of me, like with some crunchies strapped to my tummy? And she's like, yes.
Just an average Monday morning.
Yeah. She's like, okay. And I'm like, your house isn't actually the best because it's quite dark. And she's like, no, I'm sorry.
Can you come here?
No, I'm not leaving. And I'm like, okay.
That's hilarious. So Bella, the third desert island dish of the day.
Yes.
What's the best dish you've ever eaten?
The best dish. It's a really tough one, actually. I'm a woman of simple tastes.
That's okay.
So my favourite things are like the Marks & Spencer's food, party food aisle.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be your pick?
It would be like a feta and herb parcel.
Oh, yeah, those are really good.
They're really good.
Yeah, and they do a really good like butternut one.
Yeah,
well.
Yeah. Just,
like lots of pastry.
Yeah, those pastries, they're my favourites.
What's we're going with, that's the best thing you've ever eaten?
I think that's the best thing. Like when I'm hungover,
M&S are going to be so that's happy. It. Well, that's a good one. They're also great to take to picnics.
They really are. It's my absolute favourite. Yeah. Yeah, when my brother's sad, my mum just goes and she drops like £300 in Marks & Spencer.
I mean, you come out with like one thing for that. Something I always wonder about comics, comedians, do people confuse you for your character all the time?
Oh, all the time. So, I'll be eating courgettes in a restaurant quite happily and people get really confused. I feel like I need a balaclava.
Like you're cheating.
Yeah, I feel like I'm cheating. I was in Bone Daddy's the other day, and this girl goes, "Oh my God, you did a salad?" And I went, "Yes, of course." And
Yes, of course.
My sister and I were there, and we really didn't like it. It was really rich. We were like, well, we couldn't get through it. And I was like, I've just been spotted not being able to finish food. It's so embarrassing. We were like, it's delicious. Oh.
And as someone whose career is based on being funny, that must be really exhausting. Like, is there quite a pressure to be funny all the time?
Yeah, and sometimes I'm really grumpy and really vile.
Well, yeah, as is everyone.
I think there is a sort of expectation that I'm always really funny and up for a laugh.
Yeah, and so sometimes you just can't be bothered.
Yeah, quite a lot of the time I'm genuinely furious, so it can be a bit awkward. I've never really met anyone when I've been in a really bad mood. I've always been fine. Glastonbury, it was a bit difficult. It was sort of like, oh my God, she's got no eyes. And I was like, yeah.
That could have been part of your act.
I know, part of my act, like me in a gutter.
Because I always wonder, and I guess it's different for everyone's different, but is it something that you do have to switch on, that you kind of have to put that hat on, and then you can be deliciously stellar and you can sort of be funny in that way, but the rest of the time you just are normal like the rest of us?
I mean, I am pretty normal. Sometimes people will ask me to do an interview in character and they won't give me any warning. I got that last week and they were like, do you mind answering this question's character?
That's
like,
what we are meant to be doing.
Oh, yeah. I was like, actually, I'd have to script that and that would take my whole day.
Well, yeah.
And they're like, okay. And I was like, well, don't be disappointed.
Yeah, it's just going to be me.
It's just going to be me. I'll do my best to be funny.
That's really interesting. So people just assume, but I guess that means you're doing a really good job, that people think that it doesn't take any work.
Like, I know, well, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Most of the work that you've done so far has been solo.
Yeah.
Do you find that difficult or does that actually suit you?
It's really tough. But I think taking a show up to Edinburgh and having a team behind you is great because you sort of share the lows and the highs. Yeah. And I don't really have very many comedy friends because I didn't come up through the circuit or anything. And it can be quite rubbish. And comedians I know who've got lots of friends love Edinburgh. Whereas for me, it's basically a solo, awful,
terrifying
experience.
Yeah. So are you doing it again this year?
I'm not doing it. It broke my spirit last year. Okay. So I'm not doing it this year.
Okay.
But next year, I've got big plans.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Would you ever look to team up with someone as like a comedy duo?
I'm not great at like character acting. It's not my thing. Like I'm much better at the whole sort of self-deprecating, miserable.
Okay.
That works better. Yeah. So I'm just going to do it as myself. I know loads more comedians now, so I can actually text them and be like, hey guys, can I hang out with you?
Yeah, it's always good to have a gang.
Yeah.
So I have a very important question, which is actually very relevant because I saw that you're working with the Better With Bread campaign.
I am, yeah.
But it's the fourth Desert Island dish of the day.
And yes.
That is, what's your favourite sandwich?
Okay, favourite sandwich, smoked ham and mustard.
Ooh.
Yeah, yes. Always.
Okay, that's your go-to.
Yeah, the meal deal, that with a packet of Quavers, a Diet Coke, that's the dream.
White bread?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it one that you feel like you can recreate at home or is it one
supermarket? It's always best from the supermarket.
Yeah, no, I think I would agree with that. Yeah. And is the smokiness of the ham important?
Yes.
Wouldn't just go normal ham?
No. It's always the smoked ham and mustard.
Okay.
They get it so right.
Yeah, they do. They do. It's very interesting. So you have a book,
yes,
which is very exciting, as well as your one-woman comedy show at Edinburgh, your weekly podcast, and your new BBC Three series.
Yes.
I wanted to know, in your opinion, what's the best thing that you've got to do since coming up with Deliciously Stellar?
So obviously having a book out, it's been amazing.
Amazing.
Just so I can say I'm a published author, even though the book is ridiculous.
And you did an amazing book tour.
Yeah.
You were everywhere.
Well, I did. And you know, the press was great. And you know, my parents don't understand what I do. So when I'm able to say, oh, I was on the cover of the Times, they're like, woo.
I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah, so no, they are excited by things like that, which is nice.
And how long has it been since the weekend that you set up? It's only been less than 2 years.
Just over 2 years.
Can you kind of believe what's happened in the last 2 years?
I mean, what's going to happen is it's going to have to die soon because I've run out of jokes. And I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to be like, hey guys, follow me, it's cool, chill. And then they'll see photos of actual me.
Yeah.
With my mates, with a dog.
Actually using cool Jackie.
Exactly. Actually, I wouldn't do that. But basically, I'm sure I'm quite boring.
Spiral,
it is, it's not mine.
There's a spiralizer in the corner.
I know.
So what do you think you would be doing now if it weren't for Delicious New Zealand? Because obviously you had already booked the Edinburgh show. Mm. So you'd still be doing comedy.
But I think so. I think I'd have done the show. And actually, I got an agent off the back of the show a couple of days in, which was great.
That's so great.
So
that must be, I mean, I don't know anything about it, but as a comedian, that must be a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's like end goal. So that was really good. I was really happy about
that. And that kind of just came to you.
Yeah, so she came to see me, and luckily she's quite posh, and my show was about being very posh and quite left-wing and always embarrassing myself. And she came and she really liked it, and she signed me, and it was great, and I was really excited. But I don't know what I would have done without Delicious Seller, because it's given me the platform to be able to sort of, you know, write stuff that I can send to people. And
yeah,
you know, ideally the dream is to write a film or a sitcom.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That's what I want to do.
But I mean, it's the same for lots of people who start off with a character.
Yeah.
Obviously there's room to move away from that and do wider things.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm so excited to see what you do next.
Wow.
So the fifth dish of the day, what's the dish that you eat the most often?
Spoke to our sandwich. No.
You cannot have the same answer twice.
Okay, fine. If it wasn't smoked ham, mustard, sandwiches, which it should be, what do I eat most? I really like eating, I make this like ramen-y type thing. Ooh. My mum taught me how to make. It's really delicious.
Can you talk us through it?
Yeah, so basically you blend up coriander and chili and garlic and ginger, and you blend it all up, and then you sort of fry it in coconut oil. Fry it in coconut oil, then you pour in stock, and then you put rice noodles in, and it's so good. You have like prawns or chicken.
That sounds really good.
It's really good, and it's really hearty and filling and like really delicious.
That sounds really good.
It's really good.
So is your mum a really
My mum's a chef.
Is she?
Okay. Yeah.
That's where you get it from. So might she be lending a hand in the supper club?
She doesn't know it yet. But yes.
She will be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I read an interview where you said that people assume the things you post are really what you eat, and they do sometimes kind of miss the joke. But in real life, you work out and you eat a balanced diet, and you have a really, what seems like a really healthy attitude to life. Is that partly the point of Deliciously Stellar, to point out how crazy this whole world had become in that sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just bonkers. Of course I don't have a WKD for breakfast, but you know, I think someone who drinks an occasional WKD is absolutely fine.
Yeah, definitely.
That I hate this whole sort of viewing food as some sort of poison. I think it's terrifying and not based in any science at all. And I mean, I'm not a scientist. I don't really know what I'm talking about, but I know enough to know that this isn't healthy.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the place we've got to where we were kind of placing moral judgments based on the food you eat.
I know.
That you're
clean,
so bad.
Clean and dirty.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel so dirty. I'm Domino's. Well, it's not dirty.
Yeah, it doesn't make you a bad person.
I'm sure it passed FDA standards. I'm sure it was fine.
Yeah, it's interesting that we got to that place, but hopefully we're maybe through that. What is the weirdest food craze or diet that you have come across on Instagram?
Freely the Banana Girl.
Oh, well, explain, what does
she do? Only eats bananas. She only eats fruit. She's a fruitarian.
Oh, okay.
She eats nothing but fruit, but she'll eat bowls and bowls and bowls of fruit. She'll eat, you know, like 8 watermelons in a day.
Okay.
That's her diet.
Right.
How could she be okay?
I don't know. Is she?
Why do you know? She's mad.
Okay.
She's got a YouTube channel. She's actually...
Oh, okay. And her, like, quite a big following.
Huge following, okay.
Really, but the banana.
She's obviously... Something's not right. Yeah.
Let's hope she's not listening to this. So I guess in light of your upcoming supper club, this is quite a relevant question. Your sixth dish of the day is your go-to dinner party dish.
Okay, so I know this always.
Okay.
So what I do is I slow roast a shoulder of lamb, shred it, then have mint and salt and pomegranates.
Yes.
And then I make a tzatziki and a salad and some like boiled potatoes.
That sounds delicious.
It's great.
Yeah, that's very similar to my go-to peanut butter.
Is it?
Yeah, well, because you can make it ahead and then it's very easy, fuss-free.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's the key to being throwing a good dinner party.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That sounds delicious. And what would you serve for pudding?
Well, I'm not very good at puts.
Okay.
I do love pudding.
Yeah.
Maybe some sort of roulade or something.
Oh, okay.
I quite enjoy a roulade.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought, because you said that, you're just going to go for something simple. But no, a roulade.
Yeah, okay. No, I like a roulade.
Yeah. A chocolate one,
obviously. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, like a Christmas chocolate log. But any time of the year.
Yeah.
I like that. What advice do you have for someone wanting to become a stand-up comedian?
Do it.
Yes.
That is the only advice, because nobody gets better by writing or doing it in the mirror or wanting to do it. The only thing you can do is go out there and die.
Oh my goodness, I just can't imagine anything scarier.
It's miserable and it will go very badly, but it will also go very well. And when you hit that sweet spot, you'll be fine.
Did you do the thing that people do where you practice to, like, I don't know, what's it called?
Previewing?
Previewing.
I previewed a little bit for my first show. So not nearly enough.
Are those crowds meant to be friendlier?
Exactly. So they're meant to be friendlier and you can have your notes and you can be like, oh, sorry, I forgot what I'm going to say. And, you know.
So people know that they're coming to a preview and they're like.
So you sort of, you typically do them for free.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So then when you do your real show, you charge people money.
But you still want them to be honest, like, you don't want fake laughing because you need to know if something's funny.
Exactly. Like, my friends are all like, oh, you're amazing.
No, but am I really, guys? So my next question was going to be, what's next for Deliciously Stella or Bella? But I guess it's the supper club, which sounds really exciting.
Yeah.
And hopefully some TV.
Hopefully someone will commission something that I've written.
So excited. So are you writing at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm writing pilots and films, God knows what else, just like aggressively trying to get stuff made.
That's amazing.
But, you know, many doors are slammed in faces.
Yeah, but as is the case with everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, keep knocking.
Exactly.
So the last dish of the day is the final dish that you would eat before being cast off to the desert island, and it can't be the smoked ham on your sandwich.
The last dish before I get cast off to it.
So you can go three courses.
I definitely would go three courses. I think I'd have steak tartare to start.
Yes.
And then...
like, do you remember where you've had a really good steak?
They do a really good one at Soho House, actually.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Yeah, so that's good.
Yeah.
Then I'd probably have something really decadent, like lobster.
Yeah.
And then for my pudding, what's my fave pudding? Probably something that my mum makes. Oh, yeah. So she makes this sort of like a flourless orange cake, which is then topped with chocolate. So it's essentially a giant Jaffa cake.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that's what I would have.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
It is really good.
Yeah. And that sounds like an excellent final meal. Which restaurant would you most miss when you're on the desert island?
Ooh. Maybe Cafe Murano.
Yes.
I got invited there to a bloggers event.
Ooh.
So excited. I ordered the most expensive bottle of wine on the menu. It cost about £500. Everything was free. I drank so much. I passed out an Uber on the way home.
Oh, the sign of a good night.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Also, it was the middle of the day. Oh. Angela Hartnett came up, said hello. I was beside
That's
myself.
Amazing.
It was great. It was really great.
And did you get to eat? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything. I ordered everything.
Amazing.
It was disgusting.
Oh, but maybe that would be a good send-off to the desert island.
Yeah, it was great.
You can recover in private. And I just wondered, what luxury item would you want to take with you to the desert island? You're allowed one luxury.
A towel.
That's a very modest luxury, and you, of course.
But imagine, how do you dry yourself when you've been in the sea?
I mean, I can't even begin to imagine.
I know. A towel will be really useful.
Also, you, like, sitting on straight on the sand would be miserable.
Awful.
It would be.
It would definitely be a towel.
Well, you are allowed that one luxury, Bella. And thank you so much for letting us hear your dishes.
Not at all.
Dishes.
Not at all.
Bye.
Bye.
So, that was the lovely and wonderful Bella Younger's Desert Island Dishes. I love that she tried to sneak the smoked ham and cheese sandwich into every answer. But I had to put my schoolmistress hat on and say, no, we need more food choices from you, and more we got.
Also loved how modest her one luxury item would be. A simple towel. I'm not sure what mine would be. Something to ponder over. Thank you for listening again to Desert Island Dishes with me, Margie Broadhead. Another really fun episode talking to another wonderful person, and I just hope you're all enjoying these as much as I'm loving doing them. Please do rate and leave a review on iTunes, as it really helps. Every time you do, it boosts the show a little bit more and helps others to find me, which is great. So until next week, bye, or see you over on Instagram at Made by Margie. Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.